For the next three Sundays, including today, we'll be listening to the Sermon on the Mount. And then Ash Wednesday also, we'll be listening to part of the Sermon on the Mount. Unfortunately, on the back end of Easter, we'll miss the last gospel that goes with this. But the Sermon on the Mount, and in a particular way the Beatitudes, are the apex of Christian morality. If you read the Fathers of the Church, or you read the medieval doctors, St. Alphonsus Liguori, it's always the Beatitudes that are the starting point. They're the ones that, the high point of Christian morality. And something that's so striking to me about that is that when you listen and read the Gospels, which I hope you do, when you see the Lord preach, and when he calls people to conversion, he does mention hell quite a bit in the Gospels, but it's never what he uses to bring people to the Father. If you don't follow me, you're going straight to hell. You won't find that anywhere in the Gospel. But instead, he's come to reveal the depths of the Father's love. And so when I say that it's the apex, the foundation of the moral life is still the commandments, just like it was for the Jews, the Ten Commandments. But we're not just called not to do things, although there are certain things we're not to do. But we're called to something greater. And if you just think about life in a general way, you know, sometimes we do the right thing because we're afraid we'll get in trouble. But a lot of times we don't. Those of you who are around my age, I don't know if they still do this in driver's ed, but driver's ed, they used to show us every time we had to watch a video, and it would show a terrible traffic accident with somebody speeding. And of course, the take home was, don't ever speed. But that doesn't work. Because we're not always motivated by what's outside of us. We're motivated by what's in our heart. And so when we listen to the Beatitudes, the Lord is trying to call us to something higher. And we're unique in this. The Jews have a very fine moral code from the Old Testament. But we're the only one who has something like the Beatitudes, the blessings. And they're not natural. The Ten Commandments are generally natural. They're written on every heart, whether you know Christ or not, whether you know the one God in the Old Testament or not. The Ten Commandments are all written on the hearts of every man, woman, and child across the globe, and they always have been. But the Beatitudes are completely supernatural. Because some of the things the Lord says are blessings are not things people look on as a blessing. Somebody who suffered a loss doesn't immediately think, what a blessing. And yet the Lord says, blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. And of all the Beatitudes, to me, the last one is the most difficult. In a certain way, none of them are easy, but it's the last one where he says, blessed are you when they insult you and persecute you and utter every kind of evil against you falsely because of me. Rejoice and be glad. That is not natural. That's totally supernatural. And I think of St. Francis of Assisi. He came back once from, he was on a little trip, if you will, to preach the gospel. And of course, you know, the people in Assisi, St. Francis wasn't known as a saint immediately, and they knew what he was like before he became St. Francis of Assisi. And so as he started to preach, they started to insult him, and they started to throw some stones at him and basically treat him roughly. And when he got back to the friary, he was so excited. And the brothers said, what happened? Thinking he was going to tell, you know, maybe one of the miracles that he's performed through the intercession, of course, through the power of God, but through him. But instead he told them, they called me names and they threw rocks at me and they treated me terrible. And they said, well, then why are you happy? And he said, brothers, the Lord says, rejoice and be glad, for your reward will be great in heaven. And so the Beatitudes call us to something so much greater than we are on our own. And we see that in the second reading from St. Paul to the Corinthians. He's reminding the Corinthians of who they are. On their own, they're nothing. Most of them aren't that smart. Most of them aren't that wealthy. Most of them are not nobles. But by the grace of Jesus Christ, they've been given something that far surpasses any of those things. And they should glory in the Lord, who makes it possible to live in a way that on our own we could never do. And the world needs Christians to live this way. You think about what the Beatitudes are, they're the very opposite of what's going on in so much of our country, where we try to shout the people who don't agree with us down, shout and scream. That's not the Christian response. Although Christians respond that way sometimes. But there's not a one of us who could say we do that and then turn around and say, that's what Jesus told me to do, because he didn't, not once. He calls us to something so much greater. And the real problem is, sometimes we don't want that greater thing. Sometimes we're okay with being mired in the mud of this world. But yet he still calls us to it. And when we recognize maybe that we've been that way, we've allowed ourselves to become just like anyone else in the world and not to raise our eyes to the Lord, then we can go to confession. We can get a clean slate. And we can ask him for the grace we need to desire to live his life. Because the great error of Adam and Eve, the great sin, was they wanted to be like God without God. But God wants us to be like him with him, which is why he sent his son, which is why his son gives us these beautiful teachings, challenging, absolutely. But every single one of the teachings of Jesus Christ is possible. It is absolutely possible. God never tells us to do something he does not make possible. It can be beyond your strength and mine, but it's never beyond his strength. And he shares his strength with you and with me in his grace. And so if you ever think, I just don't know that I can do it, you need to drop down to your knees right then and there and say, Lord, I can do all things in you who strengthen me, as St. Paul said. Give me your grace so that I can be the man or the woman that you've made me to be. And that I can take the very peace and love of God into this world. That's how we change the world. We live the Beatitudes. And we can live them. And we need to live them. Because in a real way, if we don't correspond and respond and cooperate with the grace that God gives us, we're going to be in trouble. He wants to give you his life. He died to give you his life so that you could say with St. Paul, I can do all things in him who strengthens me. I can even rejoice and be glad when I'm not treated right. I can even rejoice and be glad. I can even love my enemy and do good to those who harm me. It doesn't mean all those people who do bad things or say bad things to us that they'll have a conversion, but I know I'll be following Jesus Christ because that's what he wants for me. He wants me to keep my eyes firmly fixed on him. He wants me to open my heart that he's already opened and allow his grace in there so that I can live these blessings and that I can be a blessing to my family, to my friends, to my coworkers, to the community I live in, and that one day I can live in the fullness of that blessing in the kingdom of heaven.